rain too. So.
Yes, yes, but that's okay. Good. You like my little segue there, getting to you.
How's, no, great.
What's it look like on Broadway in Lorraine for the folks that are down there as far as getting that? I mean, they start getting excited for people to come on down Broadway for all the events and things.
Yeah, like absolutely. That. Yeah, I think that all the businesses downtown are definitely looking forward to seeing some more people, and you know, it's just. Especially with the Main Street Lorraine organization, I think that it's definitely a community and community down there, and I'm excited to kind of press play again, I guess, on the revitalization.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
So everyone's been working really hard.
Yeah, well, a lot of folks with you in United Way, and many people working from home, doing different things remotely, still trying together, but it's all about being united. I mean, that's right there in your name for that. Let's talk about this new thing. You have something called Small Business United. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we, of course, love our small businesses, and, you know, internally at United Way, we always try to make sure that we're supporting small businesses. And of course, that's kind of a sector that's been hit so hard by the pandemic. And what we know at United Way, we've just been kind of like, okay, how is this forcing us to think out of the box, think differently than how, you know, we typically do things. So we're like, well, what if we did something that would kind of, you know, benefit us both? And so Ryan Aroney, our CEO, came up with this idea of Small Business United, where we work with local small businesses, and we offer, you know, some marketing and just trying to get folks there kind of as our kind of preferred small business partners. And in exchange, they, you know, offer a donation opportunity to their customers, whether that be a register roundup or having a featured item that maybe has a little bit of a surcharge, and that would be a donation. So these are donation opportunities that don't hit the small business's bottom line, but just give customers an opportunity to donate, and then, you know, we can kind of promote those businesses and hopefully send more people their way.
It just kind of encourages, you know, they talk about this, as you have the tagline here, give big by shopping small, sort of helping out those businesses that are around here as well. We just hope that these businesses have employees. That seems to be the, you know, people want to work around there. That's the issue.
I know, you know, that's what we've been hearing too. And so I think that's something I would like to, you know, integrate in as well, is, you know, if these businesses have some employment opportunities, how can we promote those as well?
Absolutely. Talk a little bit about some of the things you're also doing. I know there's United Way is always big about transportation, being involved in that as far as understanding, because sometimes the need of is there and you have a solution, but getting people to those places, if they need to go to certain places and getting around, is also an issue, especially even with employment, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, we know that, you know, the families who are struggling in the county, you know, transportation really underlies that. If you can't get to work, or, you know, if you have a disability or are a little older and have some mobility challenges, it's really hard to even get places like grocery shopping or to the bank. So we have an impact initiative called Lorraine County Mobility Management, which we lead in partnership with Move Lorraine County. And we have Sharon Pearson, who's our Lorraine County Mobility Manager, who is kind of that central person to kind of coordinate those transportation opportunities and also kind of figure out where those gaps are so that we can advocate for more transportation options and, you know, see what we can fill. So she runs what's called the transportation survey. And so every year she actually tries to get as many people as possible to fill out the survey. We're shooting for 1,000 this year, particularly people who are have a disability or who are elderly, but really, you know, anyone in the community. It just takes you through a series of questions that kind of tries to get an understanding of where folks go and how they get there and, you know, the gaps there in between. So that's a really important way for us to inform the work that we're doing and to continue to get funding from the Ohio Department of Transportation to be able to do this work. So, you know, even this year, you know, with the vaccines, there was, you know, this great opportunity for this whole concept of mobility management, which is identifying you know, transportation, you know, vehicles that maybe aren't being used and using them. So she was able to develop partnerships, you know, in, along with Lorain County Public Health with Life Care Ambulance and Horizon Education Centers, the Lakota Way, Kendall and Oberlin, places that have vehicles and kind of that maybe aren't being used all of the time, and helping to get people to their vaccination appointments. So that's a model that, you know, we hope to extend to things like medical appointments and other things as well. So yeah, all very exciting, but it all really depends on the output or the input of the community. So
so the survey part still is ongoing at this point.
Yeah, it just actually launched yesterday as well. So that'll be open through June 30th, and you can find that at movelorainecounty.org.
You started everything on June 1st. You probably looked at your calendar and said, let's June 1st. That's a good time to start everything,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly. And, yeah, it's a busy time, but, you know, a lot of exciting things going on.
Right. What other things maybe you have planned for the next couple of months during the summer? A lot of times there's different type of volunteer opportunities. How is that kind of slowly maybe getting back to a useful end of what United Way does?
Yeah, a couple of things. So we have started what we call our Saturday sorts again. So we have monthly opportunities that are family friendly to come to our volunteer engagement hub. They're on Broadway, sort donations. So that's anything from professional clothes to books and school supplies, which is a big focus right now as we get into the summer. And even tampons and pads, sanitary items for folks. Sort them, inventory them, and then those are available. They're made free for really anyone. We distribute through nonprofit agencies in the county, but particularly those work clothes are available to anyone who needs them.
That sounds really good. If people, again, we talked initially about the Small Business United, which is kind of going on, if they want to participate in that, either as a business or individual person, how do they find out more about that?
Yeah, so we have a great website to go to. It's just uwlorainecounty.org/smallbusinessunited. And the other thing that I didn't mention is that the whole initiative is actually sponsored by Buckeye Community Bank. So, again, a small community bank that really supports small businesses in our community is supporting this initiative and matching all donations up to $5,000. So yeah, definitely check out that website. You can see the directory of all the businesses that are participating right now and kind of what the promotions that they have are. And then there's also a link to find out more information if you know of a small business you might want to join.
Sounds good. Ashley Hampson joining us from United Way of Greater Lorain County. I should give a mention also, Ashley, they should go to your YouTube page, the United Way YouTube page.
Yes.
And they can watch all of the different Night at the Bees, this STEM Bees that you put together and all the fun activities. It's just kind of a fun sort of game show atmosphere that goes on, and just a little break if people are looking at something that's kind of educational and also, test their knowledge of different things, as some fun folks in the community got together and did some things too as well. So, and they might see me.
Yeah, get excited. We're already planning for next year.
That sounds great. Ashley, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for sharing us today.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
Say hi to Ryan for us too, by the way.
Oh, we'll do.
Absolutely. Ryan Aron, Executive Director for United Way, but there's Ashley Hampson. She joins us to talk about what's happening with United Way of Lorain County. Again.